This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I appreciate all of you who are checking us out on YouTube at KISW Rock. Man, we've got, 4,000 subscribers to the channel.
We have 4,060 miles.
All right.
Come
not
on.
Not too shabby.
If you do happen to check out the show, do us a favor and smash the like burger, as we like to call it. Give us the old thumbs up there. Our question, what was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Boone. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, okay, so this is kind of, I'll just tell you the story. So my friend and I were riding on our bikes, motorcycles down Schuster Parkway, nice day, a couple years ago in the summer, and he got into it with the car, and the car won. And he almost went over the railing, but needless to say, he passed away. And so I made it home, went down every alley. I was only 5 minutes from home. It took me about a half hour to get my bike home because I was so paranoid. Got home, walked around in circles like a stray cat. I didn't know what to do. I just sat there with my girlfriend all night. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, I'm not calling anybody. I don't even know what to do. I'm so distraught. I just lost my best, you know, one of my best buddies. And so I'm just lost. And so 2:30 comes along. And somebody pounds on the door, boom, boom, boom. And I'm like frozen. What the hell? You know, I'm just like, what is going on? Who is that? And so, my girlfriend starts talking. And so then the door pounds again, boom, boom, boom. And I was like, who is it? And she goes, who's this? And I go, Tracy. And she goes, Mike. And so anyways, it was my sister. So I fly open the door and I'm like, oh my God, what's up? And she's like, white as a ghost. And she's like, she just about collapsed in my arms. And she goes, the medical examiner, Pierce County, just called mom and called me because we're both on your emergency contact list. And they called both of us. And luckily mom didn't answer the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning. I did. And she said that they wanted me to come down and, identify your body. And I'm like, whoa. What? And she is like, oh my, I mean, we're just lost, but we're so excited. We went from pure, like, you know, she was lost. I mean, her husband, Rick, everybody, they were just like, you know, they called my other brothers and everybody was just so screwed up with it. And
so wait, did everyone in your family think you were dead at this point?
Everybody did except my mom. Thank God.
Don't tell mom.
Wow. Thank God. Yeah, my mom would have died right there.
Jesus.
But so she, the medical examiner tells her to come down. So then she explains what happened to us, you know, and so I am like, screw that. So then I call down to the medical examiner's office. I can't remember if I called right then or if I called it first thing in the morning. I think I called right after she left, but I said, hello. And he said, hi, there's a medical, you know, Pierce County medical. And I said, hi, this is Mike Boone. Who do I talk to about coming back to life? And he's like, excuse me? And he goes, my, huh? And he said, you know, he said my name. And I go, yeah. And he goes, what?
What?
He was frozen.
But how did they make the mistake?
This is what happened. So as I'm sitting on the curb, you know, I'm sitting there and there's a million, you know, it's cops, everybody, ambulance, everybody. They're doing CPR on my friend. They just pulled me off, you know, off of him and just sat me down. And I had an interview with a detective, a cop, a first responder, like, you know, a medical person, you know, from the ambulance. And I give him all my information. My friend, I didn't know this, but my friend didn't have his ID with him. So I gave them all of his information. And I gave all my information. I gave them my ID. I gave them my driver's license. They filled out. I watched them fill everything out. And so all they did was they screwed up that my buddy, Steve, didn't, you know, that he was the one that was alive and that I was the one that was dead. And so when they, you know, and they called down there and it was like, it was just, those guys were just as lost as my sister was when I called them and said, yeah, this is Boone. You know, they're like, what?
Okay. But here's my question then. All right. So okay. I understand how they made the mistake, right?
Okay.
But that means no one has contacted your friend Steve's family. Who does that fall on? Is that the coroner? Do you have to make that call? Or, like, what happens next? You still have to tell the family.
I would say next of kin was a best friend of his dad's house that he lived at. And that's where he lived. And so I went over there and told him. And that was probably the worst thing I'd ever had to do in my life.
I think it probably will always be that.
Awful. Yeah. Just add it's a hell of a 24 hours.
I hope it is. Yes.
I can't think of anything worse to do, as far as having to tell somebody
it was
something.
Horrible.
Yeah, man, oh, man.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, it's only like two.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
to
hear that, man. That's
No, it's cool. He, you know, it's funny because I helped him buy his motorcycle. It's super quick, but I helped him buy his motorcycle. Just a few $100 so he could get it. And he said, I go, dude, since I got part of this, I don't want to have to scrape you off the road or anything. We just, you know, be responsible. And he goes, he grabs me by the shoulders and he goes, look at me with the biggest grin on his face. And he goes, if I die on this thing, I'm going to die the happiest dude in the whole world. I have never been this happy in 15, 20 years. And I go, all right. Enough said. About 2 weeks later.
Who was honestly at fault?
It was the medical, it could have been the medical examiner. It was.
As far as the accident goes.
Oh, the accident. The guy cut him off and he tried to catch up to him. And I was like, I unfortunately had to hear the whole thing on my intercom, on my helmet. And that was probably the worst thing of the accident, other than watching it all happen in front of me. He almost went over the guardrail and went onto oncoming traffic, Jesus. Like 30 feet down.
Was he alert at all for any amount of time after the accident, or was he knocked out?
No. I saw him his helmet bounced off of one of those 8x8 posts that hold the guardrail on.
Jeez, wow.
And he did a pirouette, and he was just laying face up, and I looked at him, and I just closed his eyes with my fingers. That was the only thing I had to do, and then the people pulled me off of him because, you know, they were just like, we can do it. We got him. And I'm like, hey, make sure, don't take his helmet off. Don't do, you know, because I knew his injury was in his head. But there was so much blood, like, within 10 seconds. I got there, like, you know, like when you're in your BMX bike as a little kid, and you go running up to your friends if he crashes on the jump, and you run up and you just throw your bike off into the bushes, and you go to help him. That's what I did with my motorcycle.
Wow.
I just threw my motorcycle on the ground.
I'm amazed that you can laugh about it now, to be honest with you. I think I'd still be traveling.
Oh, no, I get all the funny parts of this.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Wow, man, that is.
He wouldn't want me to be sad one bit. He wouldn't want me to be sad one day of my life over it.
Yeah, true.
I know that.
I get it.
Well, apparently that happens all the time.
Wow, man.
British parents planning a funeral for their 17-year-old son, who police said died in a car crash weeks earlier, suddenly learned he was in fact alive.
See, there it happens everywhere.
Police mistakenly believed that Trevor T.J. Wynn had died on December 13th in a car crash near Rotherham alongside a 17-year-old girl, and that 18-year-old Joshua Johnson had survived and was in a medically induced coma. Their error was revealed early Monday, weeks after the accident, when the comatose male woke up and said his name. Police then took Trevor's mother to the hospital, where she confirmed the teen was in fact her son. It had been heartbreaking for them, who notes it wasn't entirely happy news for the family, as Trevor is still in a bad place. but he's still alive. Johnson's family said they had spent hours in the hospital with who we now know to be Trevor, adding what we have been through and are continuing to go through is unimaginable. Local counselor described the error as disgraceful and criticized the lack of due diligence.
How is it that that story is that? Because on the other side of that is, that means the family who thought their kid is still alive in the coma.
Was there
like,
in the hospital.
Hey, that's not your kid. Your kid is dead. Like, to me, that's the heavier headline.
Yes, yes. Right?
Jeez, man.
What was the most embarrassing mistake that you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Happy 21st.
No, thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
Broadcast responsibly, right?
Yeah, there you go. We're old enough to do that now.
Trying.
Yes.
All right. So it's not a story of mine, but it's a family member, ex-family member. My ex-wife's little sister told a story about how her new job was going as a hostess at a really fancy restaurant when we were all sitting around for a family dinner. And she's really gullible. Little Holly was really gullible. You could just, you know, tell her anything and she'd believe it. So she comes in for this evening dinner shift as a hostess, and they were sampling. They came up with a new dessert for the night, and it was a Marionberry cobbler. And so she comes in for her shift, and she tries a little bit of it because she's going to be suggesting it, and says, this cobbler is really good. This cobbler is really good. What kind of berries are these? And one of her coworkers tells her, oh, those are dingleberries, Holly. Those are dingleberries, right? And so she goes through that entire dinner service suggesting, you know, it's kind of a fixed menu, pretty fancy place.
Yeah.
And she goes through the whole setup, like, you know, we've got these entrees, this and this, and I really suggest you try the dingleberry cobbler for dessert. And all these people are just side-eyeing her, like, what? What? So that's the gist of it. Hey, before we hang up in this conversation, I want to give you guys a phone dong, if that's okay.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Anyway, dingleberry cobbler, man. I feel bad for Holly, and she laughed it off. She was such a good. I wish I was still affiliated with her family.
That's a big problem with divorce. Yeah, man.
That's it, man. You know, the worst part about that is the way they set it up. It's that when she's done telling you the entrees or appetizers, she makes the additional statement of, I really recommend. Right. If you just left that off, it's not quite as bad. And I really recommend, seriously, save room for our dingleberry cobbler. That makes it so much worse.
And you could tell the way he's even talking about it. She just meant it in a doing her job. And just
that's probably what made it weird, right? Because if you're listening to it, you know, if they're kind of smirking when they say it, maybe you chuckle. Like, okay, they're being funny. But I imagine she was super sincere. So you kind of, when she walks away, like, all right, is she effing with us or... Mm-hmm. Or is that what's going on here?
Yeah. And I swear to God, growing up on the East Coast, I never heard of a Marionberry until I moved out here. I don't know if they're there and I didn't know it. Maybe I just passed by them in the grocery store, whatever the deal is. I had never heard of them before. So if you were to have a really nice fancy restaurant in D.C. and offer somebody the Marionberry cobbler, they would assume that Marionberry was a regular customer of that restaurant. And this was his specialty, and this is what he liked, and they just named it after him.
Or that you're selling drugs out of the back.
Something.
Right. That would He's be the my famous mayor Something. Of D.C. that
Yeah, if you've never
busted.
Heard of him, he was a mayor in D.C., and his name was Marionberry. And to Miles' point, maybe Marionberry's grown on the East Coast, but I had never heard of a Marionberry, just like you, until I moved here. So Marionberry, if you're on the East Coast, only means this D.C. mayor. This D.C. mayor got busted on video smoking crack with prostitutes. By the way, he won re-election
And I'll tell you this, he didn't stop.
No.
It wasn't like he got busted and went, man, I'm sorry. He kept doing it. I mean, didn't you meet him, Ted, and he was just sweating so much you couldn't even
I met
his
him
hand?
When he was, this was before he got busted.
Right.
Right, because he would always be at all the union stuff, so my dad introduced me to him, and I remember just saying, why is he so sweaty?
Now you know.
Now I, right.
And all then, that crack.
Even after, right, because he might have gone to jail for a little bit.
I think he did a little bit of time.
But when he got out, then he stayed in D.C. government. He kept winning elections.
Yeah. The people love him. Look, he did good things. Yeah, he smokes crack and hangs out with prostitutes, but look at what he's done for the city. Now, all that said...
Well, it's like Ford in Toronto.
Right. Rob Ford.
Yeah.
Just,
same idea.
Smoking crack, getting hammered, but they're like, but he does good things when he's sober. Have either of you tried a Marion Barry? I still haven't tried one.
Yep.
So are they good?
They're tart.
Are they tart? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've only had like a jam or something. I think I bought it at Snoqualmie Falls or something.
Okay. I still haven't had one. Because I cannot not picture him.
What was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
Some of those berries, too, to me, are better inside of something.
Yes, yeah, when they add a little sugar.
Right.
Right. Cut down on the bitterness and the tartness.
Parade and everything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Oh, that's me.
That's you.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Dingleberry, that is hilarious. back in high school, homecoming week, our senior year, it was a big homecoming game. You know, you have the parade and everything, and then you have, like, your freshman, sophomore, junior, senior skit, you know. And so I was the opposing team's mascot. And we were playing the Tenino Beavers, so I was a beaver. Okay. And my costume looked like a straight-up shag carpet ripped out of a 1970s Oldsmobile.
Yeah.
That was my costume for a beaver.
Only the best for high school mascots, yes.
Yeah, oh yeah. They put in as little effort as possible. So, and this was back when Jackass was really big. So I graduated in 02. So Jackass was huge, wrestling, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, Goldberg and all that.
Sure.
So my role was I was to run out in the middle of the basketball court and steal the Elma Eagles mascot. And we're straight up varsity blues. I mean, we're blue and white. I mean, this is people from Tenino used to say, we hate playing you corn-fed mother effers. So I ran out to grab her, and she didn't weigh nothing but $110. And so I was supposed to just grab her and just steal her, right? Well, I went to one-up it and grab her like in a fireman's carry. So I pick her up on my shoulders. Well, I turn to run off the court in the middle of the court as fast as I can. Well, I trip over my own feet and Samoa drop her right on her head.
Oh man.
Drop her right in the middle of the court. And you hear the whole crowd. I mean, because this isn't just the kids. This is the parents. This is, you know, all the family members, you know, watching all the skits. And I straight up dump her right on her head. And I'm laughing. I go to try to pick her up, and I'm laughing. She's laughing. I'm surprised she didn't knock her unconscious. So I just grab her and just drag her off the court, you know, because that's me stealing it. And then so later in the skit, the high school football team was to basically kick the crap out of me and steal the mascot back. So like I said, back then, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin. So the guy who ended up spear tackling me in the middle of the court, he was state wrestling champ every single year, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, and he hit me full force. And then, you know, like wrestling style, you're supposed to, you know, stomp the ground at the same time that you're stomping on them.
Yeah.
I think they forgot to stomp the ground part.
He was just hitting you.
They hit the living crap out of me in the middle of the courtroom. And then they dragged me off. They dragged me off because that was part of the skit. That part was supposed to be it. They dragged me off, and the reason why we didn't win was one of the teachers was sitting right next to a little girl. She was probably like 10, 11 years old. And when they dragged me off, she turned and looked at the teacher and asked, "Is that guy dead?" Yeah. That was the most embarrassing. Oh, God.
Well, thank God nothing. Thank God you didn't knock her out.
The entire town.
Yeah. Well, now, did people know you were the mascot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I was supposed to be I was the beaver. Okay, and this is the greatest part. So, that game, so that was Thursday, and then we played Friday night. So we played them, and we ended up beating them 113-0.
Damn.
We got in trouble for running up the score, but it was like 50-0 in the first quarter. We had C squad in the first quarter. It's like, what do you want us to do? Put in the cheerleaders?
Yeah, at some point, the other team needs to show up, man.
There was a cheerleader that could move some offensive line. So
wow, damn,
yeah. And the headline read, "Elma boys feast on beavers."
Oh God,
Jesus, that was the headline. Christ.
That's the headline. Paper. Yeah, all right. Nice to work for the small
high school mascots. I've seen them get into it before.
What, legit?
Right. Like, even our guy, right, what's it, Buck the Stag.
All right.
Like, it's some basketball game, and him and the eagle kind of got into it. So he kind of went to, like, kind of spin the eagle, but then as the eagle was falling, his head flew off.
Oh, no.
So then the next game, like, the eagle was real mad. It got to a point where they had to tell, like, all right, mascots, do not interact with each other. Because you're right. I mean, they were, like, throwing hands. They were pissed.
My senior year, we played Elkins, and it was their homecoming.
All right.
And we were up. The score was like, it was ridiculous. It was like 54-3 or 54-7.
Did you say it wasn't ridiculous?
Well, basically at halftime, we determined we weren't going to throw the ball anymore. We were just going to hand it off. And Dave Watson just kept breaking and going to the end zone.
So I can't even tackle.
Now the score's going up. We might have been up 28-0 or something like that. But now, but they thought we were running up the score. So we had to get escorted to the bus. Now we're in high school.
Right.
And the entire town is surrounding the bus. And they're screaming at us. Now, keep in mind, I grew up in a town of 28,000 people without students. And they were screaming, "Go back to the big city, you city slickers." Because Elkins is in the middle of nowhere. They're banging on the bus. We rode home with two broken windows.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, glass was in the bus, man. We thought we honest to God thought we were going to get. It's a high school
football.
We're
not running up the score. Your team sucks that bad.
What was the most embarrassing mistake you've ever made? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir.
Here-eth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get-eth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.